Verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and he that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are and the things which shall be hereafter. I want to focus on the things which shall be hereafter. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Lord, we thank you for this opportunity tonight to be able to study in your word. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts and minds to it. Lord, give us discernment. Lord, give us what we need in our heart to go out and tell others about you and to let them see Jesus in us, because, Lord, is a judgment that is coming. I ask you, Lord, to hide me behind that cross and nothing to do with me. It's about Jesus. And in his name I pray, amen. Now, the book of Revelation is filled with a lot of great things. And we've been studying some of those. Don't worry, we're going to go back over some of what we've done, because it can get real confusing in back in those chapters. But nonetheless, most of the things that are in this book haven't happened yet. And there was something that the Lord kind of opened my eyes to that we'll get to in a moment. But actually, if we rightly divide the Word, and if you can rightly divide the Word of God, you can wrongly divide it. So if we rightly divide the word, we that are saved won't be on this earth when these things take place. And to that, yes, is an amen. Because what we've been reading, I don't want to be here for that. I've seen enough problems. The church isn't mentioned anymore after Revelation 4. On the earth, because the rapture has already taken place. Now, the Lord said in Revelation 1:3 that you'll be blessed if you read this book. And actually, he said if you just hear it read, you'll be blessed. Now, if you look up, and I did, read and hear, basically to attend to carefully. That's really what it was pushing, to attend to carefully, to guard it. Jude 3 tells us we are to contend for the faith that was once given to us. So we're to attend to it carefully. And I think attending to it carefully falls under that rightly dividing the Word of God. There's a lot of people out here that they do not rightly divide the Word of God. And not only that, but we're to guard this, but we're also to observe it. Look around. Pay attention. Because the time is at hand. You see, the time is at hand that the Lord Jesus come back. He says the last days are upon us. They really are. We're living in the last days. And I know, you know, and I've said this probably 1,000 times, Paul was saying that. Peter was saying it. Charles Spurgeon was saying it. Adrian Rogers, who's dead and in heaven now, he was saying it. Other people I know of that have passed on and they've went on to these other, they went on to heaven, they were saying it. But listen, never before in my history in my lifetime, I'm going to be honest with you, never before in Brother Gene or Brother Larry's lifetime, not picking on you because you're old. Well, hey, I didn't throw Brother Dave in there, will you? Because he's right there. Never before in their lifetime had they seen the things. Oh, is that saw or seen? Have they saw things the way they are today? Now, my father-in-law used to preach back in the 70s, late 70s and early 80s. He was pastoring and preaching, and he'd rant and rave. The time's at hand, it's here, and all this is going on. But hey, if he was alive today, he'd be saying, wow, it wasn't a whole lot happening in the 70s, not compared to now. So I'm going to tell you that the time is at hand. Now, if you look at verse 19, it's a layout of what is in this book. He says in verse 19, he said, write the things which thou hast seen. In other words, the things that's going on, John, write that down. And write the things which are. What's happening? John's life was a little different at that time. He was on the Isle of Patmos. And he says, and the things which shall be hereafter. Now, I said, that's what I want to focus on. Really, the saved people, those that have trusted the Lord Jesus, all of us that are raptured, I said a minute ago, you're not mentioned anymore in the book of Revelation. Well, actually, you are. In almost every chapter, of Revelation, if you're saved, you're mentioned. The church is mentioned. We're not on earth, but we're in heaven. You see, I wanna every time you read in Revelation about the things in heaven, there we are. We are truly blessed because all the things happening on earth at that present time, we will not be a part of. Now, right now, we're living through some pretty tough times, not persecution-wise. But we're living through a lot of laws we're not caring for. We're living through things going on that's been more or less forced on us over the past few years. And we're not happy with a lot of that. And and it's going to get worse. Now, John, he mentions in the Bible, he saw the Alpha and Omega. In other words, John saw Jesus, the Lamb of God in heaven. Now, John knew him personally, had laid his hands on him, used to lay his head on him, rest on him. John was seeing the Alpha and Omega, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God in heaven. But he also saw many multitudes praising God. Guess who that was praising God? That was you, if you're saved, and that was me. He saw people clothed in pure white linen. That was us. He saw the bride of Christ. That was us. You ever thought of that when you read the book of Revelation? You ever thought about, he looked into the future, our future. It ain't even here yet. At that time, we don't really know when it'll be. If it starts tomorrow, if the rapture happens tonight, John has already showed all of us, and we could pick ourselves out in there if you could see it. Now, John was looking at it. He could see all these people. He might have seen Sandy. You ever thought about that? You know, that's kind of funny. He was looking into the future, and you say, well, wait a minute, that's time travel. Well, it was a vision, but if you're saved, I don't care what year you got saved in, you might not get, a person may not get saved till 2026. He saw them. That's pretty awesome to me that he could see all of us there. That's pretty cool. Now, he saw us clothed in righteousness. Where did we get the righteousness from? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin," Christ knew no sin, "that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Amen. He saw us clothed in righteousness. He didn't see me today. He saw me whenever this takes place, and it ain't even taken place yet. And I'm honestly, you can tell somebody, if anybody ever asks you, you know, I've told people I wrote the book of James. Listen, I'm actually in here. I'm in the Word of God. That's, if you think about it, that's pretty awesome that you're in the Word of God. You're there. Pretty cool. Now, we live in a world that's decaying. It's decaying. It's decaying at a rapid pace. It really is. It's sad, the things that are going on. And I don't want to get into all of the things that are happening. But it's decaying at a pretty rapid pace. It's becoming more and more wicked every day. Go to 2 Peter. It's right after the book of James. Well, that's 1 Peter, but keep going. You'll find 2 Peter. Chapter 2, verse 1. "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them." We are seeing those times. They're bringing in damnable heresies. They're even denying God who made them. Denying the Lord that bought them. Do you realize that there's nobody ever been born on the face of this earth, or whether or will be born, that the Lord Jesus didn't pay for their sins? Every one of them. Now, they may reject the Lord Jesus Christ, which is blaspheme. They're not going to go to heaven. But they were bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. "And bring upon themselves swift destruction." There's going to be some swift destruction. "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." They speak evil today of the truth of the Word of God. Amen. That's sad, but it's true. 2 Timothy, got to back up. We passed it up. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And then he tells us, he said, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." You've learned them in church. You've learned them. The important part is learn them in the Word of God. That's the important part. Reading the Bible and learning them in the Word of God, that is the important part. And a person may say, "Well, yeah, but I don't know if I understand all of that." That's okay. You read it. You don't understand something, pray about it. Ask the Lord to help you. He'll either reveal it to you or send somebody to help you. The eunuch, he's been at the Passover, and he's tootling along there on his little chariot or wagon, whatever he was on. It was a chariot. He was cruising along, heading back to Ethiopia. He's reading Isaiah. See, that's the good thing about horses. And you get on a horse's back, you ain't really got to pay attention where you're going. The horse ain't going to walk off into a ditch. He's walking along there, and he's just tootling. And here he is, he's reading his scroll, whatever he had. And the Holy Spirit said, "Hey, Philip, go join yourself to that chariot." Gets on the chariot, he said, "You got the idea what you're reading there?" He said, "No, I'll do it unless somebody explains it." That's one reason we go to church. Amen. So we can get understanding. Yeah. Somebody can explain it. That's why we have Sunday school, so that somebody can explain it. That's why we have Bible studies, so that somebody can explain it to us. We've all got a job, by the way, to do. Amen. Now, here's one of the greatest blessings that a person could dwell on. In the times we live, there is a super blessing that we can dwell on. Go back to 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 3 and verse 13. Nevertheless, we. That we covers the saved. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, the Lord's promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Man, we can dwell on the fact there's going to be a new heaven. We can dwell on the fact there's going to be a new earth. And one of these days, we're going to be living there. John saw in Revelation a beautiful city. Let me read you. You go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, it says of Abraham, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. Any of you ever been to heaven? Been to the new earth yet? No. But that's what we're looking forward to. He headed out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac, Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. You see, we got a sneak peek of it in Revelation. And eventually we'll get over to that chapter and we'll read some about it. But we got a sneak peek of it, what it's going to be like. The thing's going to be massive. It's going to be huge. But it's going to be a righteous place. Man, we live in a place that it ain't righteous. There's no righteousness around. It's pretty bad. You see, if you're here, let me look around. Yeah, you're here. And you're saved. If you're saved, if you know you're going to heaven, then you're called of God. Amen. You live in this world, but you ain't really of it. Amen. You're just a sojourner. We're just easing along, passing through. We live in our little houses that we buy or rent. You know, some of them that I know of living out there in the bushes, they're just passing along, waiting to go to that city. You see, The question is, are you looking for that city? And an even bigger question is when John looked all over heaven, because he got to see all of it in his vision, did he see you? See, that's what you got to ask yourself. Did he see? Now, I can't answer it. I could probably look at you and say, yeah, he saw Brother Jeff. He saw Brother Dave, and he saw Sister Gayla and Sister Deb, and probably saw Hannah, and probably saw Robin. Might have saw Brother Roger. I mean, I can say that, but only you know for sure. When John got the vision, and he looked out over heaven and he said there was multitudes beyond number. Did he see you there? You see, you got to ask yourself that. Now, I'll just be up front, if you're not saved, he didn't see you there. Now, he got a vision of the great white throne judgment. He could have seen some people there. I know some people that, unless they change, he's going to see them there. That's where they're going to be at. See, you think about it. We're still on this earth. But a vision has already been seen that we're in heaven. See, I'm still here right now, but without a doubt, I can say, hey, when John wrote the book of Revelation, he saw me sitting right out there amongst the rest of them, praising God. We just have to ask ourselves, did he really see us there? You see, that's why I believe it was the Apostle Paul, he said, let a person examine themselves. Make sure they're in the faith. And we should. We should back up and say, hey, yeah, I'm saved. I know that I'm going. It isn't, did I do it all right? Did I get on my knees and hold my hands right? And did I say the right words? It's about believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and asking Jesus to come into our heart and save us. That's what it's about. But it's that belief in the heart. There ain't a prayer in the world out there that'll save you. There ain't nobody out there that can lay their hands on you and guarantee you going to heaven. It's all, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? And then the Bible says we're supposed to ask. And he didn't say, you're supposed to ask God to save you. He don't. It says we're supposed to ask Jesus in their hearts. So think about it tonight. When you read the book of Revelation, do you see yourself in that book? If so, where at? You'll be in one of the two places. We'll either be in the multitudes that was praising God while the earth was the tribulation going on, and whenever people look on the, whenever John saw the visions of the earth, there's people that we know that may be there in all those chapters, putting up with all of what's going to happen. That's an awesome thought, that whether or not you're saved, you are in the Bible. You know, I never really thought of it that way, that I'm actually in there. Because I read the Bible as, you know, it's the Word of God and it tells us all this stuff. But when you, you know, they read, when they told about the crucifixion, I wasn't there. When he told about Jesus rising from the dead, I wasn't there. But when he talked about the multitudes after the rapture, praising God, I was there. Amen. I can honestly say that. I'm persuaded of that. I am there. The question is, are you? or anybody in the sound of my voice, because it'll go out on the internet. We need to ask ourselves, are we there? Let's stand. We're going to have an invitation. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. As Sister Diane plays, ask yourself that. Where were you located when John saw the vision? Where were you located in Revelation? Was you on the earth after Revelation 4? Or were you in heaven after Revelation 4? That's a big question to ask. Sister Diane plays. Another thing I'll ask. There will be a judgment seat of Christ for all of us that know that we're going to heaven. Are you prepared today to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and say, I have done what you've asked me to do? As Paul said, hey, I've kept the faith and I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I'm ready to be offered. Are you? Because none of us know if we're going to see the sun come up tomorrow. And now I know that judgment seat of Christ isn't right then. Because if you die tonight, you're not going to go to the judgment seat of Christ. You're going to go be with the Lord Jesus. But when that judgment seat happens, are you ready to face Jesus for what we were supposed to be doing? Appreciate your attendance and attention tonight. And I don't know, when I read it and I got to thinking about it, I was excited over that. I'm like, wow. The Bible written, how many years? Printed in 1611 that we know of, King James. And I was in it. Heck, my daddy wasn't even born yet. My great-grandpa wasn't born yet. And I was printed in here. That's pretty awesome. It really is.